Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat about God's never-ending faithfulness. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Welcome, friends. I'm so glad you're here for this episode. It's entitled, And It Came to Pass. Psalm 6:3 says, My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? How many of you can relate to that? I sure can. My heart is heavy as I record this episode tonight. There have just been a sequence of things that have happened recently. I traveled to Florida in early August to care for my friend for 10 days in her stage 4 cancer battle. It was so hard to leave Kathy. She is such a warrior and continues to fight so hard today in this battle. God and her tribe there in Florida are walking her through this battle every day. She is so brave, and I am so inspired by her resolve and positive spirit, even through the most difficult days. The first night after I arrived in Florida, my sweet mother-in-law fell and broke her arm. She still remains in rehab and has been in and out of the hospital and rehab and back in and out of intensive care. So my heart is so heavy for her and for my friend Kathy. I would ask for your prayers. Also, while I was gone and while my husband was with his mother, our washer was left on and it overflowed and flooded a big part of our house. While I was in Florida with Kathy, we were facing Tropical Storm Debbie with tornado warnings and flooding around. It just seems sometimes that the storms of life just come one right after another. It's when we really have to grab on and cling the tightest to the one that can help us no matter what comes. I love comedian Mark Lowry. He says his life verse is, And it came to pass. Of course, that's not really a scripture, but boy, I must say that that's one of my favorites too. Actually, it's a phrase that's used in the Bible hundreds of times. It always comes with something else. Some of it is good, some of it is bad. Most of us believe the phrase just means it happened. But if you look a little deeper in your Bible, it doesn't say it came to stay. It says it came to pass. Praise God. Can I get an amen to that? I can't tell you how many times in my life I couldn't wait for something to pass. There have been times in my life when I could not hold on for one more second. And then in God's faithfulness, it passed. I went through a divorce. It passed. My husband was laid off work. It passed. I went through infertility. It passed. I went through breast cancer and multiple surgeries. It passed. There were many other more difficult trials too. Some I'm still dealing with. Time and time again, God either healed me, helped me, or held me as I went through trials. I know He'll do it again too. As a child of God, I'm sure you can say the same thing is true for you if you look back. Sometimes He did all three of those things at the same time. He healed me, helped me, or held me. I'm sure He's done that for you. It came to pass. Each time He taught me something, or He tried to. Sometimes I know I missed it, but He's never given up on me. He promises He never will. Looking back, we can all say that our success rate for getting through the hard times up to this point has been 100%. Hey, we're still here. This is not because of anything we did, but because of who our big, big God is. I'm still here. I get out of bed every day. I push on, and it's only because He is here with me. I wish I could see a show of hands for how many people this is true for. God knows. And these things will either pass on, or He will hold us one day at a time while we endure them together with Him. While bad things are coming to pass in our lives, so are good things, like all the indescribably happy times with family and friends and more blessings than we can conceivably count in our lifetime. Such is the abundant life that God intends for us to have. Many of our trials go on for years. God always answers. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's wait. How long, Lord? How long? Sometimes Jesus speaks from a little distance from the shore, but He sends us out into the deep. He wants us to dig deeper for the blessing that He has for us. Luke 5 says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around Him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deeper water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Our faith is rewarded when we trust in God, and when we step out, and when we dig deeper, as He directs us to. Sometimes the journey seems so long. The prayers continue for so many years until an answer comes. Sometimes it's yes, no, or wait. Sometimes the wait is the hardest. I'm going to read a poem by an anonymous author that really puts this into perspective. Is there no other way, O God, except through sorrow, pain, and loss, to stamp Christ's likeness on my soul? No other way except the cross? And then a voice stills all my soul that stilled the waves of Galilee. Canst thou not bear the furnace if midst the flames I walk with thee? I bore the cross, I know its weight. I drank the cup I hold for thee. Canst thou not follow where I lead? I'll give thee strength. Lean hard on me. I can't say it enough. The Lord is faithful. I can't say it enough. Prayer works. I've seen it over and over and over again. Hang on, Mama. Keep praying for that child. Hang on, weary one who's sick. God is the great physician, and in His hands are comfort and blessing. Hang on, friend who's been praying for that lost coworker. God's not done yet. Don't give up. Keep praying. For the one dealing with addiction, hang on. The one who can break every chain longs to help you and can hold and protect you every step of the way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you are able to bear. But with the trial will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure. Trouble does not last. Peter 5:10 says, And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in Christ will Himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. 1 Peter 1:6 also says, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Then there's the most famous passage about trials that makes so many of us groan. James 1, beginning in verse 2, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Nowhere in Scripture will you find that anyone longed and prayed more for a blessing than Hannah did. No one longed for a child more than Hannah. I know many women have experienced this. She would still have gone down in history as a woman of faith, even if she'd never had a child, even if God hadn't blessed her with Samuel. She was considered a woman of faith because she sought God when she was in her deepest distress, because she realized that only He could answer her questions, and that only He could provide the consolation and purpose in life that she so desperately sought in having a child. I'm going to share some passages from 1 Samuel 1. Elkanah had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her, till she wept and would not eat. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life." Elkanah lay with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Samuel was a great prophet and a judge. He was the last judge of Israel before God had him appoint Saul and then David as kings of Israel. He was a faithful leader, upright, just, righteous, and fair, as it says in 1 Samuel 12, 1-5. He was the miracle child that Hannah prayed for, and look how God blessed her and blessed Israel through him, pressed down and running over. That's our God. My friend Josie told me years ago, as I was struggling through a difficult situation, she said, "You know, Sharon, you can do anything temporarily." I can't tell you how many times I've used that in my life to help me get through a hard time. I would just buck up and say, "I can do anything temporarily." The truth is, this life is temporary. This leads me to my favorite verses that I've found since I lost my son Bradley 2 years ago. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We never walk alone with Jesus as our Savior. And what matters to us matters to God. He wants to hear us ask for it. He wants for us to ask for the desires of our heart. And like a loving Father, He provides to us just what we need. Sometimes it's not all we want, it's what we need. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Perhaps the answer to our prayer is just a little further out. We need to take our boats further out and go deeper. God can bring in a bounty that we can't even begin to comprehend in answering our prayers. The fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. If God gave us everything we wanted immediately, Would we need Him? Would we have that close relationship with Him? I've been through some very difficult roads. The hardest has been the grief journey since I lost my Bradley. I will tell you, I am grateful for what God birthed within me as I lived out my worst fears of losing my son. I've learned that in our struggles, we will see Him. Never before have I clung so tightly to Him as I have since I lost my son. I honestly don't think that I could get through one single day without clinging to Him and burying myself deep under His wing. In our trials, we will learn to trust Him. We find He's faithful. We find when He is all we have, He is all we need. And in our fears, we will come to a new level of faith. He will never let His children down. He never has, and He never will. I love Matthew West's song, Don't Stop Praying. It says, what's your impossible? Your I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. And let your knees wear out the floor. Don't stop believing, because mountains move with just a little faith, and your Father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. Luke 1:45 says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill His promises to her. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. It's my prayer that very soon, you can say, it came to pass. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. Please like and subscribe to support the growth of the ministry, and so you don't miss a single episode. Check out SharonHawkins.net for show notes, or to contact me about speaking engagements, or find out more information about how to support Grace in the Wilderness Ministries. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. See you here next week.